This is Twit.
So what is, who is Xiao Ice? What is Xiao Ice? Xiao, I never heard of Xiao Ice.
I know. And you know, it's funny. When Microsoft announced Xiao Ice, which is one of their chatbots that is in China only in 2014, I remember reading about it and hearing about it. And then I haven't heard anything pretty much since 2014 until this week. Because this week, Satya Nadella was in London giving an AI talk. And most of the talk from people who were there was a recap of what they said at Build about AI. But then they did a demo there that they did not do at Build, which was Xiao Ice making a phone call.
Oh, man.
And you know why they did this, of course.
Yes.
Because Google did this at I.O. with Google Assistant and the whole full duplex thing that wowed everyone. But Microsoft didn't do this demo at Build. They just did it at this London event. And it's not exactly like what Google showed from what people were saying. Tom Warren from The Verge was there and he said, you know, it wasn't like Xiao Ice called a hair salon and they didn't know it was a robot. In fact, Microsoft tells people when it does make a call that this is a bot.
As it
They make sure to identify that.
Google will too.
Yeah, everybody will. Should I play this?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear
it?
Yeah,
definitely.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's an old ringtone. It's in Chinese.
This is Klingon. They put it in Chinese so no one can tell what it is. It's going to be saying anything.
This is Xiao Ice. Are you feeling less stressed now? I was worried about you. I'm feeling much better. Thanks for talking with me about work earlier. Good. It's already 12:20 a.m. and you need to get some sleep. Wow. It does, I mean, I speak a little Chinese, but it does sound like a human voice.
Yeah.
It's a little uncanny that it's, you know, showing concern like that is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the weirdest part about that conversation is the chatbot doesn't shut up and the human being just says these simple, okay. You know, it's like really, like, it's goofier. The person seems more robotic. You know, than the robot.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I want a robot calling and saying, hey, I'm worried about you.
I know.
That's creepy.
Although yeah,
now
in
that
China,
a robot has called me, I would be worried too.
Yeah.
Now, in China, this thing, Xiao Ice, is seen very differently from how we see chatbots here. It's seen as like a friend, a personal friend to people.
Apparently.
It sings lullabies to kids. It announces things on the news. It's a player in a whole bunch of different games. It's just a whole different kind of a bot and a whole different experience than what we here think of as bots.
Microsoft says it's made 1 million calls.
I know.
That's amazing.
Right?
Man, if only they had had some kind of a forum where they could have talked about this before Google did their little AI thing, you know? It's weird to me that they blew that opportunity,
really,
other than the fact that they have a history of blowing those kinds of opportunities.
Yeah. But, you know, Google took a lot of heat, and maybe in a way Microsoft's saying, we dodged that bullet.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe.
Right? No, I'm sorry, but out in the real world, that was huge news.
I thought
and
so.
I know that because
we
so many normal people asked me if I had seen it. Not because I write about tech, but because it was awesome.
It was on all the local news shows. I did it on the radio show. I mean, everybody was talking about it.
So I'm sure that, you know, there was this kind of undercurrent of, oh, did they fake it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But that happened in the normal nerd circles. Like out in the normal world, it was like, oh, my God, Google just took over the world.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
And that's something Microsoft should have been part of.
Yeah. You know, the other thing about Xiao Ice is it's huge. Like I keep saying, there's 500 million plus users of this thing. It's just something we don't hear about here a lot.
Why don't we hear about this?
Because there are different variants that Microsoft is building of this kind of a chatbot for different markets. So the one for our market is that Zoe.ai. Have you ever seen that? Which is more like a teen bot, right?
Sure.
And so that has much less usage, a much smaller audience. I don't know what the figures are, but Microsoft did say to me when I asked about Zoe, they said that they're going to take this full duplex chat capability that they demoed with Xiao Ice, and they're going to make it part of Zoe sometime very soon. So we're going to start seeing that here.
Oh,
but
boy.
Is Zoe the one that went racist on us? Or
that was Tay.
Tay. Oh, sorry.
Tay. Yep.
You understand Tay, my confusion.
Tay was the bad out chatbot. We don't talk about Tay anymore.
No.
Tay is tied to something in the cellar.
We had to put Tay down.
Sorry about that.
No, but Microsoft makes these different bots. Like there's one in India called Roo, R-U-U-H. In Japan, there's one called Rina. So they have different ones for different markets that have very different kind of personalities and focus.
Cultural sensitivity is paramount here.
Right. I'm trying to imagine I'm watching TV at night and I'm talking to Zoe and my daughter walks in and says, "Who are you talking to?" And I have to explain it to her that she's a teenage hot. Bot. It's fine.
I have a teenage girlfriend.
It's normal. Go to bed and everything's fine.
She's a bot.
Yeah, my daughter would get in the car and drive away. That'd be the end of it. I would never see her again.
Dad, why do you keep saying yes, queen? Why? Tell me why. What's wrong with you, father?
Yes. So I also asked them, you know, I said, I'm getting confused. Like, what's the difference between Cortana and all these chatbots, right? And there really isn't a clear answer to that. They just said, our social AI chatbots like Xiaoice and Zoe are designed for social conversation and entertainment. But Cortana's more a truly personal digital assistant. But they are starting to do a lot of the same things, which is interesting.
It seems like, if anything, this the Chinese bot, what's her name?
Xiaoice.
Xiaoice, which is kind of an awesome name, by the way. It seems like this bot has far more users than Cortana does, really, like actual users.
Right. Active I would think users. So.
It seems right. like it.
Yeah.
But you don't use it the same way, or do you?
You don't. No, you don't really. So especially the way Cortana is evolving, right? That's just getting built into everything and becoming more a part of the experience that you have wherever you are, and it just is there to proactively assist you. These bots are more like conversational bots. You know, you ask a question, but, I mean, it responds.
How awesome is the data you get from conversations, right? This is the thing that the Cortana type bots need, right? Mm-hmm. This is kind of the sophisticated part of it. Integrating with a backend service like a calendar, it should be really easy. But the understanding conversations and having – it's the duplex part, right? The back and forth. Right. It's not just question, answer, follow-up. It's – we're just talking. That's the sophisticated thing.
Yeah, and that's going to come to Cortana too, they have said. But I don't know what the time frame is for that.
Right. Okay. Whatever Cortana
is. Xiaoice, we're not getting her in the U.S. That stays in China. But, the whole intent of the demo was to show people, hey, you know, Google's not the only one who's done this. We can do it too.
Yeah. See?
Doing it after the fact, though, is so
It's lame. The same thing as coming out with a Surface Table after the iPad came out. It's like, well, we got that too.
Well, here's the crazy part. No, look, they've done a million calls with Xiaoice. It's been able to do this for like over a year, but we just are hearing more about it now, right?
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest.
Well, China's a pretty big forest, Paul. I mean, apparently, I would assume that a billion Chinese people knew about it. It's just,
if China was a forest, we wouldn't be having any global warming problems.
That's true. Sure. That's a good point. Xiaoice baby.
Yeah.
Xiao means little, I think, in Chinese.
Little Bing.
Oh, Bing. Little Bing. Ice is Bing? Yep.
That's
the name of their Bing?
Bing is the back end. Yep.
Oh. And they call it Ice like in China?
It's like a little version of Bing, like a little cute thing that can...
Bing would be good. Bing. Xiao Bing. But Xiao Bing actually probably means something in Chinese, whereas Ice is not a Chinese word.
Yeah.
So, Ice is what they call Bing in China, is what you're saying.
I don't know if that's true, but whenever they say, what does Xiaoice mean? They say little Bing.
Little Bing.
Mm-hmm. Little Bing.
Little Bing.
I like it. I like that name better than Cortana.